The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's move on. It's time for the first Himmy of the Week in 2024. We could go with the Joker pretty much every week. I could go with Joel Embiid, even though he's been banged up. 11 games away, by the way, not being eligible for a postseason award, which would be terrible. But instead, the Himmy Award goes to Ja Morant is back, baby, like he's never left. He's averaging 25-5-8 in his last four games. Not even peak Ja numbers. But what is? The Grizzlies are 4-2 in the six games he's played, which is pretty much the percentage of winning that everyone expected them to be in. Imagine that. Ja Morant is just discovering his sea legs. He's only 5-29 for three this season. And when he starts hitting more threes, his numbers are going to inflate, jump up above 30. That's what we expect from Ja Morant, right? He was named NBA Player of the Week. That was well-deserved. He's resurrected a tough season for the Grizz, given the fan base hope. We need that. We need that. His return coincided with a four-game winning streak and included wins against the Hawks, the Pacers, two wins against the Pelicans. Those are not terrible teams either. Those are legit tough to beat on any regular season night type of a games. The entire team is now excited, now transformed, which is why Ja Morant is a star. Not just a star, but probably one of the five best players in the NBA star when he's healthy. I was on Memphis Radio's with my guys Jason and John, and I stand by, though, what I told them. This is a league that needs Ja Morant on the floor. There's just nobody like him on the league. There's just nobody. It's obvious when you see Ja that he is the best show on the hardwood. Even when he does the obnoxious dance, clowning the Pelicans on their own floor with their own dance after beating them with like 2 seconds left, that's very entertaining. That is peak Ja. So of all the Himmys I've given out this year, this one makes me the happiest. Thank God Ja Morant is back. Ja Morant is the Himmy of the Week. Many more Himmys for him to come. He is I and I am him. Slim with a tilted brim. He's him. Lots of little news stories from around the league. So let's get into a few things that caught my eye. This is a crazy story about Aaron Gordon. He has missed a week's worth of games because he got bit by his own dog. Man, do I know that story better than anyone else. I have a 12-pound Pomeranian. She is vicious. If I touch the back of her at night, she will bite my face. And that is what happened to Aaron Gordon as well. But not, I don't think a Pomeranian, I think a very, very big dog. Shams dropped the bomb. This is the bomb. This is the sound of the Shams bomb. He dropped the bomb on Christmas Day when he reported that Aaron Gordon has suffered serious injuries to his face and hands from a dog attack on Christmas from his pit bull, which required him to get 21 stitches. All of that to say, that's post his Christmas Day game. He played on Christmas and then proceeded to get bitten in the face. As someone who's been bitten by their own dog a time or two, I feel bad for him. It is a sad and traumatic event to ever have your dog attack you, have any dog attack you, specifically your own. His status was indefinite, but he came back in just a week. He had this to say about the incident. I guess it's a little bit embarrassing, but not too embarrassing where I can't talk about it. I don't drink a lot during the season. I probably had a little too much eggnog. I was kind of roughhousing with my dog, and I think my dog got a little excited and basically just chomped down and gave me a bite, and I was wrestling him off me, and then he bit my hand. For lack of better words, I was messing around with my dog, and when you mess around, you find out. That's a perfect fuck around and find out moment. Like, it's funny when I do that to my dog, who's 12 pounds. I think his dog is probably 112 pounds. You mess with the bull, you get the horns, hype up a pit bull, or a pom, or a chihuahua mix, getting chomped. As it turns out, his dad usually takes care of his pit when he's on the road. He says he's a good boy, he's a good dog. What a wild injury. That's like one of the most wild NBA injuries. It's like Njoku and his, some sort of fire pit that he got burned by? Yeah, it's insane. He only had 10-2-0 in his return. Not 100% yet, but thankfully I think he's going to recover fully. He'll learn that some dogs only can be hyped up to a certain point before they'll tear off your face. Hopefully the Nuggets are going to tear off everybody else's face because they're the best team in the league right now. I think, not just in the West, but in the East. Get better, Aaron Gordon. Moving on to Scoot. We got to talk about Scoot. God, I love him. My avatar on Twitter is Scoot. It's never changing. Scoot with the goggles. Everything's changed since he got his bifocals. I'm going to do a deep dive on Scoot. Probably for the rookie report. But I did want to talk about a quote that dropped last night. Scoot, just a competitor. He said he's still trying to get rookie of the year. That's his goal. That's still up in the air. He believes the rookie of the year race is not complete yet. Some of you might be laughing because you think, oh, okay, Scoot, you believe that you can take on Victor Wembanyama and Chet. But get this. Check this out. This little stats. In his last 11 games, Scoot has averaged 16-3-6 with 1.2 stocks on a shooting split of 40-43-85 in 30 minutes a game while running the point for one of the youngest teams in the NBA. Pretty much the second most effective rookie over the last 3 weeks in the entire NBA. If he continues to do that, folks, it might get closer than we think. Who knows? Probably not, but who knows? More on Scoot very, very soon. Speaking of rookies, Victor Wembanyama has had a fascinating rookie season. Most people think he's the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, but it's very close between him and Chet. Some outlets, including BetMGM, have Chet with a small razor's edge at minus 120 and Victor minus 110. Even though they're not going to come out and say it outright, there are people that think that Victor is somehow disappointing this season, even though he's averaging 19-10-3 with 3 blocks per game, which is just absolutely absurd. They point out that he's a turnover-prone player. He has 3.3 per game in 30 minutes. Who gives a fuck about that? Not me. It's the San Antonio Spurs. They also blame him for getting into foul trouble, even though he's skinny and is just trying to defend. And that's limiting his restricted time on the court. He's averaging under 24 minutes a game the last 2 weeks. Do I care? No, I do not. Most people are pointing out that the Spurs are just 5-27, which is god awful for someone hailed as the savior in San Antonio. Many memes are going around saying, hey, does San Antonio know that they already got Victor Wembanyama? Which is why I thought Joel Embiid's take on Victor was so interesting. As someone who missed his first 2 years as a rookie, or 2 years to injury, and who understand what it's like to be called savior of a franchise, I think probably Joel Embiid has a good perspective on what life is like for Victor. Embiid told David Aldridge at The Athletic this. I'm not trying to be too critical. Obviously, he's extremely talented. Right now, there's so much hype around him. I think he's just trying to live up to that hype, and that's what I see. I watch a lot of games, and I think, first of all, he has to figure out where he wants to play, whether he wants to be a guard or a big or whatever. It's not necessarily where he wants to be, whether he wants to be a guard or a big. It's what he wants to become. Do you want to become KD or do you want to become me? Not KD or like a version of those guys. you want to combine everything. Right now, I feel like everything kind of feels a little forced in the way that he's playing, which is not bad because the only way to get better is to play through it and learn. That's the only way. You make a lot of mistakes and you learn. I do think it's like, do you want to be KD or do you want to be me? Very good analysis, though, of Vic. Victor's very young, man. He's just trying to figure out. And I think the team's trying to figure out what they want Victor to be. He's only 19, and he's, what is he, probably 190 pounds soaking wet at 7'4". You got to play through your mistakes. You got to figure out whether you're going to gain weight like Joel Embiid did, whether you're going to stay slender like Kevin Durant did, or are you going to play on the perimeter? And Victor continues to do an incredible job of just figuring it out, owning up to his mistakes in press conferences. He knows that he's a work in progress. A lot of people put kind of unfair expectations on him. He knows that he has holes in his game. I'm sure of that. And more importantly, he knows how many people in San Antonio are relying on him. He said this, "This is probably the worst Victor we'll ever see." That's what he said during Thanksgiving break. And that's one of the most confident and self-aware statements from the athlete that you're going to hear, especially from someone leading the league in blocks and nearly 20 a game in limited time as a rookie. He's like very young. I love Joel Embiid. He's one of the very few players who, if you ask a question, will give you an honest answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Up next, finally, if you know anything about me, you know that I will never, ever, ever pass up an opportunity to talk about James Johnson. Bloodsport. That's his nickname. He was voted unanimously as the toughest player in the NBA last year. He was signed the day after the Pacers got absolutely bullied by the Bucks in Game Ball Gate. Game Ball Gazi, as they call it. By the way, the two teams played for the first time since then on Monday night, and the Pacers won by 9. Coincidence that they took it to the Bucks with James Johnson on the roster? I do not think so. Anyway, Udonis Haslam dropped an anecdote this week about what James Johnson is like, how tough he is, how, we'll call it gritty he is, how he's not to be fucked with when he was with the Heat. And I needed to talk about it. Haslam, as you know, is considered one of the toughest guys in the league as well. Somebody that you do not want to piss off. He recently said, if he ever runs into Kevin Garnett, it's ones on sight. He says, I like Tatum, I like Brown, but them old motherfuckers, KG and Paul, I don't fuck with y'all. If I see y'all at the grocery store, it's on. I don't care what aisle. It can be a 7-Eleven around the cheese dip. All of it's getting flipped over. Woo! All of it's getting flipped over. The cheese dip, the the hot dogs. I don't give a fuck. Who cares? Slurpees? All of it. So yeah, Haslam is about as hard as a coffin nail. Pause. And even Haslam's like, do not fuck with James Johnson. Udonis said this on Bam Adebayo's podcast, which I didn't even know that Bam Adebayo had a podcast. He said, I ain't going to say no names, but somebody on our team called James Johnson a bitch. And JJ said, hey, you got to see me after practice. And everybody was like, oh, shit. Oh boy, Bam said that he tried to intervene to keep this unnamed player from getting his ass whooped, and James Johnson said, hey, why don't you mind your fucking business? So the fight happened, and it went pretty much exactly like you thought it would. Bam Adebayo chimed in. He said, I watched that shit. The funniest part about it, dog, is JJ ended up balling. I'm talking about beating this man up. JJ got done, beating him senseless, and then said, you all right? You all right? And then walked out. This man is crying and sniveling. And James Johnson's like, hey, you good? No, he's not good. You just beat the shit out of him. And then they ended up hugging it out later. That's what I want to do to some people sometimes. I just want to put my kid punching gloves on. That's just an inside joke. And get him in the face and be like, hey, are you good? I actually don't want to do that. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Bam also confirmed one of those urban legends about James Johnson when he watched Johnson dislodge a wedgie by kicking the ball out of the rim with a roundhouse kick and then landing on his feet. Bloodsport, the most interesting man in the NBA. Let's get him a liquor. And the only player in the league I will never pass up an opportunity to talk about, even when the podcast is running long. That's all the time that we have for the episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. No, come back Friday. And check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which will drop unexpectedly, like your new neighbors stopping by out of nowhere with cookies. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we go through this NBA season. That means download, subscribe. Please tell everyone, friends, enemies, neighbors, even that guy walking his dog every day at the same time who never acknowledges your existence. Be like, hey, stop. Stop sleeping on me. Trista has a podcast and it slaps. Follow us on social at This Heat Check and on Trista Crick on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We'll see you next time.